For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
The Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston. Welcome to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This show is brought to you by the Norm Productions Blue Jay Broadcasting Network and their sponsors. Thanks for joining us, and here's your West Platte football coach, Chuck Seiler.
Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. This is Jay Nauer here with Coach Chuck Seiler. And Coach, 2 wins in a row has got to feel pretty good, especially to go down and beat an undefeated Cass Midway team 28-0. I mean, it feels pretty good now. I got 2 wins in a row, 2 wins under your belt. And this point of the season, as you're looking at the Midway part of the season, it's got to feel pretty good.
Well, yeah, Jay, it does. It's to get ourselves back to 500 after digging a hole to be an 0-2 certainly feels good. And, of course, those first 2 losses we feel like could have gone either way. We were in those things all the way. So, but we're back to even on the year and looking forward to the better things now.
Of course, going down there, the team seemed, the Cass Midway teams going into the game was 3-0, and of course you looking to get even. What were the keys to victory down there at Cleveland or Cass Midway?
Well, the Cass Midway, a good football team, tremendous tradition down there. When we drove in on the bus, they've got flags flying of all their state championships in all the different sports, and there was 5 flags for football down there. So I knew that we couldn't take them too lightly. And the kids had watched film, and I'd watched film, and this and that. And I really do believe that the kids maybe took them a little lightly. I realize 28-0 is a pretty good score, and to shut them out was good, but I'm not sure that we played our best game, and could have defensively played pretty good, but I'm not sure offensively we played as good as we could have. But anyway, we got a victory, and that's all we wanted. Keys to the game, I think, really were the defense. Defense stepped up, got the shutout, which is big. They threw on us 30 some times, which is a little bit unlike them to do that. They've always run the football, but they seem to find something through on us 30 some times. Kept us off the field. Second half, I don't know exactly what the time of possession would have been, but it would have certainly been advantage them, because they just kind of did. They kept us off the field. But defensively, we played pretty well. Seth Brulon had a great game, 3 interceptions, and had several guys with several tackles. I don't have a tackle stat in front of me, but we had several guys that did very well there. And overall, I was very well pleased with our defense. Thought we kind of grew in that area, and offensively, we struggled a little bit.
Well, as far as going in your next game, of course, next segment we'll talk about Christ Prep coming up. But as far as your area's development, you mentioned offensively, of course, special teams. Sounds like 28 points. Looks like every point sounded like it may have gone through. A win's a win. We like to talk about that, and I think it wasn't too long ago, Chuck, we were talking about moral victories and how we don't like to talk about those much. But certainly with a win, you like to see your team continuing to get better, and I think that's something you want to see week to week.
Yeah, we do. And defensively, I thought we got better last week. Offensively, maybe stayed even. I'm not sure we grew offensively, but still, you know, anytime you put 20 points up on the board, you must be doing something right. I don't like to. I guess maybe as a coach, you're never satisfied. You want to keep the kids growing and your team growing and getting better every week. So we did okay. We did okay offensively, just not quite up to where I thought we should have been last week.
Now, Coach, with the playoff scenarios the way they are now, is there a potential that we could be playing them again?
I suppose probably somewhere down the line, yeah, it could happen. I'm not sure how the brackets really unfold yet to where we could see them, but they're a 1A team and we're a 1A team, so yeah, probably somewhere along the way we could cross paths.
Well, certainly congratulations on the victory last week, Coach. We've got an interesting matchup coming up with Christ Prep. We'll talk to Coach about that and getting prepared for that game right after this.
She's back. Our old friend Fat Cal with some great promotions. Have you ever thought about building a website and wanted unlimited storage as well? That is what Fat Cow can do for you with this amazing low price. For only $66 per year, you get unlimited disk space, a domain name for free, e-store support, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. And the company is 100% operated by WindPower, the green company that has been in the hosting business for over 10 years. That's right, Fat Cow. Click our link for the best in website hosting and customer service, who's led the way for the last 10 years. Fat Cow, the leader in hosting websites for the last 10 years. Coming your way is video of these events, and you can watch them from anywhere in the world for as little as $5 per day. Stay tuned to this website or MOKSSports.com for listings that are coming. Sit back, relax, and watch the game in real time or at your convenience within a 24-hour purchase. Check the Norm Productions websites for details. Video is coming soon.
With Norman Landcraft, a properly planned landscape provides your property with an attractive, functional setting. Whether you are renovating an older property or starting with a new home or business, professional advice from Norman Landcraft is an investment that grows. Get custom design landscaping from their professional staff that gives your property that finished look. Call 816-858-2939, and from the staff at Norman Landcraft, go Blue Jays!
Hear ye, hear ye. Lords and ladies, His Majesty bids you to the 2009 Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Live the adventure at the 2009 Kansas City Renaissance Festival, September 5th through October 18th, weekends, Labor Day and Columbus Day in Bonner Springs, Kansas. 16 shaded acres filled with the sights and sounds of Renaissance England. Quaff an ale with colorful villagers, shop among skilled artisans, and watch noble knights joust for honor. Feast like royalty and dance like a gypsy. 500 costume performers, 20 stages of non-stop entertainment, unique artisans, and food. And don't miss the Feast of Fools, the Queen's Tea, the Royal Smoker, Wine Tasting, Highland Games, the Longbow Competition, juggling, games, rides, and so much more. It's an event fit for a king. Thousands of adventures await your family. Details online at kcrenfest.com. The 2009 Kansas City Renaissance Festival. Live the adventure.
Weston Pharmacy is your hometown full-service pharmacy that works with all the major insurance companies and offers free in-town delivery. Call 816-386-5541 on Highway 45 in Weston.
For more than 100 years, the Bank of Weston has been serving the Weston community and maintains a strong bond with the West Platte Blue Jays. With 5 locations across the North Kansas City area, the Bank of Weston has a location near you. Come visit us at the Bank of Weston, your friendly personal service of a family and employee-owned bank. Come visit us on the web at www.bankofweston.com and go Blue Jays, member FDIC.
You're listening to the broadcast flag station for West Platte High School Sports, WestPlatteSports.com of the Norm Production Network.
Well, welcome back to the Coach Chuck Seiler Show. And, Coach, I tell you, this is homecoming week for the West Platte Blue Jays, and I know that it's something that we all look forward to as parents, former players, alumni, and certainly homecoming's an interesting time around West Platte.
It's an interesting time around any school. Lots of distractions, lots going on. You know, we had bonfire tonight, which really wasn't really a distraction. I thought it was kind of a neat deal. And but you know, we'll have the Friday. We'll have the parade, and I don't know what other building floats and this and that. So we've got, you know, we got a lot of distractions, and we got to keep the kids focused. And it most coaches kind of struggle with homecoming. But you know what? Yes, there are the distractions, but where would you be without a homecoming? And I think it's a pretty neat deal. As a matter of fact, I talked with our seniors today, and they were going to say a few words at the bonfire tonight, which they did. And so we talked about that a little bit, and I told them, I said, you know, this is your last homecoming, and I want you to enjoy this tremendously. I want you to enjoy everything about it. I want you to enjoy the bonfire tonight. I want you to enjoy the homecoming dance. And I said, then I really want you to enjoy the game, because I said, what all this is about is really memories. And I want you to look around and just soak all that in and try to take that picture and keep it in your minds forever, because that's what it's about. It's about the memories, and enjoy your friends and really enjoy it. And so, I don't know, maybe I look at it a little bit different than some coaches do, but I do think it's pretty neat for kids.
Certainly something to look forward to. And, Coach, we have an opponent. Opponent that appears to be very, very good. I mean, there's been some schedule change, and for those of you out there that don't know, all over the world, it's been changed to Christ Prep, located out of Overland Park, Kansas. And, Chuck, certainly I know you've had a chance to look at them on film. I had a chance to look at them a little bit tonight, and, man, they look very, very good.
They are a good football team, Jay. I went down and scouted them 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, on Saturday night. They played Northeast, and, of course, Northeast has been kind of the IL League schools have been kind of bad, but I was reasonably surprised with Northeast. Kimball Anders has taken over that team, the former chief, and they were pretty good, and a lot of athletes on that thing, and Christ Prep beat them pretty good. But Christ Prep is a homeschool. All the kids are homeschooled, and they're pretty fundamental, and they're very disciplined. They don't make many mistakes, and they're gonna be a load. It's gonna be a very interesting, fun game for us to play. And offensive line is very good for them, and they like to run the football. Defensively, they come at you. They'll run a 3-4, a 3-3 stack, a little bit of 4-3, but that front line is absolutely coming all the time. Their job is to get up the field and cause disruptions, and then they bring the backers with that. So we've got some things that we feel like we're going to do to help slow that down. But they're a good football team. This will be, quite honestly, Marantha Academy was not a real good football team, as most people know out there that watched them last year. And I'm glad we have this game. I think it'll make our kids better, win or lose, help us down the road, and it ought to make for an entertaining football game.
Of course, you mentioned, Coach, how they've got some particular individuals. I know their running back's very good. You mentioned their offensive line, as well as a wide receiver, quarterback. Certainly, in preparation for those, did you have to prepare more in a specific or just overall as a whole team in their scheme? I know a lot of teams now, they're playing with the Wildcat now, and they're playing with a spread offense. Do they go with that, or do they go with a traditional I-set?
They do a little of all of it. Their main scheme, though, is a pro-I. They'll have two in the backfield, fullback and an eye back, and they'll have a tight end and then two wide outs. And they'll go to that and try to run fullback dive, and then they'll run what they call an ISO, which is to the tailback. And then the quarterback likes to throw it down the field. He likes to throw the fade. So they'll be a load, and their offensive line's very good. So they'll be... I personally think that it could be a game. I know there's some things we've looked at that we feel like we can do, and it'll be a game that I feel like we can score points with. It'll be a game that if we can't stop their running game, they'll score some points. So it could be a reasonably high-scoring football game, which could make for a fun game.
Well, fantastic, Coach. I know last week you talked about that you're as healthy as you think you've ever been since you've been coach. Is that carried over into this week fairly well?
Yeah, the only we had a couple of them sick early this week. Caleb Collier and Austin Berry were both a little bit puny, but they're both back and going. Nathan Vallant has got a knee that's banged up a little bit, but he practiced today. His dad's going to be here for the game from Florida, and he told me the other day, he said, Coach, he said, I'm playing. I don't care what. I'm playing. My dad's here, and I'm going to play. Well, how can you not let a kid get out there and cry if that's going on? So, but, yeah, and I think Nathan's going to be fine. So, yeah, we're pretty healthy again.
Well, very good. Well, Coach, best wishes on the game, the homecoming game against Christ Prep of Overland Park, and certainly we hope to be talking again next week after another West Platte victory.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a very, very, very good challenge for us, and I think it'll make for an entertaining football game. So all the fans out there need to show up and help celebrate homecoming with us, and hopefully see a good football game.
Very good, Coach. Good night. Thanks.
All right, Jay. Thank you.
Well, we wish Coach Seiler and the West Platte Blue Jays well at homecoming. And certainly looking forward to those events that actually going on this week. We had the bonfire tonight, as Coach mentioned, and got the parade coming Friday, as well as the dance later on. So look forward to homecoming. We wish the Blue Jays and Coach Seiler well. We'll see you around, and we'll see you at the games. Good night, everybody.